It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Alec Baldwin was asked about his recent comment saying he was done playing Donald Trump on SNL, and this is what he had to say about it.
You're done with Trump, huh?
No more. No. I'd like to be done in terms of it crashes all my weekends, you know what I mean? So if we go, I go home, I'm in bed by like 3 o'clock in the morning after the show, and my kids are up at 5:30 in the morning.
Gwyneth Paltrow and husband Brad Falchuk don't live together full time. The actress tells the Sunday Times, "Oh, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing." The Glee producer stays in his own nearby home with his children from his previous marriage. As for the co-parenting, Falchuk's son, Brody, and daughter Isabel, Paltrow adds that it's not always smooth sailing. She got really honest about that. And when asked if she's a good stepmom, she replied, "I have no idea. I mean, sometimes that piece gets complicated when there are two teenage girls. If you're not all drinking the same Kool-Aid, it can be tough. I do think, though, at the end of the day, everyone wants the same thing, which is to feel loved and be accepted. My stepson, for example, he had a rough time beginning with it all, but now he and I have our own space together. I'm not his mother, he's not my son, but he knows he is very special to me." As for her ex-husband, Coldplay singer Chris Martin, she explains Chris's family and Brad and he, they're like totally friends and fine together. And Paltrow is fond of Martin's new girlfriend, Dakota Johnson. She said, "I adore her. She's a fantastic woman. I think this is so bizarre that she does not live with her husband."
Yeah, it's very weird. I think it's just like some Hollywood stuff. Everybody else would live with their person. Unless they're separated, they wouldn't be living together.
Right.
But like me and Lindsay, we wouldn't be separated. First of all, how do we afford that? How does a normal person afford to live separate from their husband or wife?
Right.
They don't.
Not many people could afford that. And I just think it's weird. Like, the one thing I'm excited about when I do get married one day is to live with my significant other, with my husband, like, full time.
You have no clue what you're getting into.
Okay. Sophie Turner was getting interviewed for press for a new movie, Dark Phoenix, when she told a hilarious story about Matthew Perry.
"I would walk around the corner every day to go to my local Budgens, which is a great little supermarket, and I would walk around the corner every day and I would see Matthew Perry outside smoking a cigarette, and I bought a lighter from Budgens so that I could walk up to him and offer to light his cigarette, and it was already lit. So, but yeah, he was there, and I thought he might see this tweet and then, I don't know, reach out to me and ask me on a date or something."
Wow.
I love her so much. Chris Hemsworth was doing a press tour for his new movie, Men in Black International, which is obviously about aliens. So he was asked about aliens and if he believes in them or not.
"I think there's something else out there. I think it's pretty boring if we're alone, don't you reckon, in this kind of vast kind of space. It's a lonely thought, isn't it? I'd like to believe there was something else out beyond."
Coming up in the next garbage, this artist is getting real about her plastic surgery. This A-list couple had a surprise wedding this weekend, and James Corden called someone out at the Tony Awards.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.